Scarlett Johansson, Flea from the Chili Peppers, and Suggs from Madness have in common. No, it's not giant bank accounts. It's not wildly successful celebrity careers even. It's beekeeping. That's right. I'll say it again, beekeeping. Apparently, bee ownership is the major buzz, this year amongst the very good and the very great, especially over California direction. And from his back garden, with his 12 beehives in Dublin City, is professional photographer and apiarist, or beekeeper to you and me, Kieran Harnett. Kieran, by the way, first things first, did I get that right?
That's right, David.
Apiarist
or apiarist.
Oh, apiarist, excuse me. Okay, well, Kieran, I just said there from his back garden with his 12 beehives in Dublin City. What's it all about? Why on earth are you and all your friendly celebs into beekeeping?
I guess it's just kind of hit the nerve at the moment, David, and it ticks the boxes for being green, and it also, it's an incredible hobby to have, you know, like it's like meditation. When you're beekeeping, you have to be in the moment, and you have to be very conscious of how the bees are behaving and what sort of mood they're in, so you have to be focused. So it's like mindfulness, but you're outdoors and you're working with your hands at the same time.
It's like mindfulness with bees. Okay, like obviously, like the usual thing about it is, isn't it really scary, and they'll sting people, they'll kill people, and obviously it's nothing like that at all. So just tell me something about the act of tending bees. For what, like a few hours every day? Is it just like completely, like, you know, zoning out?
Oh, it's one of those activities, Dave, where you could start and you think it's 5 minutes into it, and you look at your watch and 2 or 3 hours have passed by. You just get completely lost in it, you know, they're magical.
But hold on, you get lost in what?
Well, you have to open up the hives, you have to take the bees out on the frames and just check that the queen is there and she's healthy and she's laying. So once a week you have to open up each beehive and just make sure they're okay.
And wait a second, you'd know instantly which one is the queen bee, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you have to spot her, and there could be 60,000 bees in the beehive, so it can take a little while to find her. So what we usually do is we put a little dot of paint on her back, so next time you go and find her, it's much easier to see her.
And how many little bees would the queen bee give birth to?
She lays about 2,000 eggs a day in the height of the summer, so that's more than her own body weight in eggs, which is pretty incredible when you think about it, you know.
Wow. Okay. So you would be interested and into it for various reasons, not least for zoning out and a kind of a mindfulness with little animals or little whatever you call them. But I mean, what else is there? Do you make honey or harvest honey? I should say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all about the honey, really, as well. It's absolutely delicious and it's so good for you as well. You know, I don't use sugar at all anymore. It's everything I sweeten, I use honey. It's great.
And is that good for the kids and all sorts of hay fevers and all the rest of it? Yeah.
A lot of people come to me looking for it for their children who have asthma and other allergies. And they believe it helps, and you know, I've heard great feedback from people who said it's really helped their children's conditions.
And would it be fair to say that besides Kieran Harnett, there's an awful lot more Kieran Harnetts around the place? Like, you're not unique having 12 beehives in Dublin City, are you?
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, I'm a member of the Dublin Beekeepers Association. I'm on the committee there, and we have about 60 members in our beginners class every year just in Dublin City who are just, you know, joining up to learn to become beekeepers. And then nationally, I think we have about 6,000 registered beekeepers.
Well, wait a second, hold on. Learn how to become a beekeeper. Does that take a lot of learning?
It does. I mean, the introductory course we do in our association takes place over the winter time, and there's a series of lectures, and then you get some hands-on experience with the bees as well. You get to see into a beehive. So it gives you kind of a feel for it, and a lot of people decide it might or might not be for them once they actually get it, you know, practical experience
and
with the bees.
When you say hands-on, is that hands-on with gloves?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can wear gloves or you can not wear gloves. The vast majority of beekeepers would use gloves, all right. It just stops the bees stinging your hands so much.
Apart from the zoning into a mindfulness situation, that is it fun?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Yeah, it's great crack. I don't even mind getting stung now. I just think it's part of the fun, you know.
Oh, hold on a second. I was going to ask the obvious how many times. So you have been stung a bunch of times, have you?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot. And, you know, when I first started beekeeping, I used to react to the stings quite badly. So my hands would swell up like boxing gloves for a couple of days afterwards. But, you know, that wore off after the first couple of years. So, you know, I could get 20 stings a day now and it just wouldn't bother me. It's just like a nettle sting.
Oh, well, hold on a second. That doesn't necessarily sound like fun. So let's start again. I don't know if you've seen the movie Everest, but I'm just thinking, like, why would they bother? Don't tell me because it's there. So, like, why? Like, at what point do you get to a point where you realise this is worth the whole point and there's a point to it? I mean, like, surely you just say, once, twice, three times stung, no thanks.
It does hurt a little bit, but it's not that bad. It really isn't, you know. And they do say it's good for you. There's a lot of reports say that it's good for inflammatory diseases like arthritis, that if you get a lot of bee stings, you don't get arthritis when you're older. I'll let you know when I'm older.
Are there a lot of bees around, or is there a fall in population, a rise, or is
yeah. They have been struggling a bit in the same way that most pollinators of the environment have been struggling, just as, you know, it's mostly loss of habitat in our country. We don't have the same problems they would have in industrialised agricultural countries like America, where they treat the bees a little more badly than we do, you know.
Wait a minute, a pollinator of the environment. Are there many pollinators of the environment out there besides bees?
Oh, yeah, well, we've more than 100 species of wild bees, so bumblebees and solitary bees, and the honeybees are just one of those species of bees that we have. And then, of course, there's, you know, hoverflies and wasps and even flies and other insects.
You know, I'm getting the impression from you that, like, if they know, like a farmer with his sheep or with the dog putting the sheep into the pen or whatever, that if they know that you respect them, I can't believe I'm saying this, that you respect the bees, that they'll respect you back. Is that possible? No?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you do get a sense of each hive is different and they all have different temperaments, so you'd have to behave slightly differently with each hive, you know. So the more gentle you are with them, the more kind they'll be to you in response, you know.
Wait a second, you're going around your 12 beehives. Oh, no, it's number 7 next. These are the guys that are always in a bad mood. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, you'd leave the grumpiest ones to last, because if they're going to get grumpy and they're up in the air trying to attack you or sting you, well, then obviously you don't want to have them in the air while you're working on the other hive. So if you have a grumpy one, you leave that to last and do the nice ones first.
Oh, I'm still trying to work out the fun part here. Okay, so wait a second. So, and do you wear all the stuff, like, what was the movie I saw with so-and-so? Was it Uli's Gold or one of the, I can't remember, some movie, it was a beekeeper guy in it, anyway. It was one of the Fondas was in it, Peter Fonda. I'm trying to remember which movie it was. Anyway, the point is that, do you wear the hat and the thing, like, is it completely protective clothing?
No, I wear a half suit, so I just have a hat suit over the top half of me, and then I just have jeans on underneath that.
All right, but you do have a full mask on your face of some sort, do you?
Yeah, well, it's a good idea to cover your head at least, because getting stung in the face tends to hurt a little bit more, and then you can swell up if you get stung around your eyes and you look like the Elephant Man afterwards, you know?
Yeah, okay, the fun bit's gone again. Okay, I just, like, with all of that in mind, I mean, I'm sure there are times that you've been a bit remiss in terms of protection as you approach these beehives, and I'm sure you probably let the kids go further than they should. In other words, there's got to be some kind of a danger, is there?
Not really. I mean, I haven't had any problems. My son is 9 and he helps me with the bees. He has his own bee suit. And he's been stung once or twice, but he just shakes it off. It doesn't bother him too much.
By the way, have you ever been called out? My God, quick, we've got a bloody hive here. Quick, get on to the beekeeper people, and you had to go out and get rid of it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's part of the service that we, you know, as beekeepers and the Beekeeping Association, that we help people out when they have trouble. If they have a swarm of bees in their garden, they get onto the Federation website and then they get our number, they call us, and I go and take the bees away for them. And I've also actually called out to people's houses to remove them from the building, so I've cut them out of roofs or attics or walls.
All right. Actually, like, you know, obviously what I did mention at the beginning was 12 beehives in Dublin City. We're talking about the suburbs here. So I have to ask the neighbours, what do they think?
Oh, the neighbours don't mind at all. I give them a couple of jars of honey each per year, and they're very happy. Goodwill towards bees now, because people are aware that, you know, pollinators are suffering a little bit.
I think the bees are definitely, there's gremlins in the works here, because the phone's not working too good in the last little bits. It sounds like it's coming out of the wall or something. But we'll keep going for a second, Kieran, and try it, right? Beekeepers are generally of, well, I think they're generally of a certain age, like retired or whatever. This is obviously a stereotype, because you're not that age, are you?
No, I'm 41, Dave, so I would be a little bit younger than a lot of the beekeepers, but I think that is changing. There's more and more young people interested in beekeeping now.
So those who come for courses or whatever, who might or might not stay the course and really want to get involved, they're all ages, are they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, there's a huge range. And in fact, I'm helping with a beekeeping course that's just started in UCD among the agricultural science students in there. So we've set up an apiary in UCD, and I've been helping to lecture the students in there.
Really? Wow. An apiary, is that what you call it? Yeah, because, yeah. Because you're an apiarist.
Exactly. It's apiary is from the Latin, apis is the Latin for bee.
Oh, right. I should have known that. I studied Latin in school. Okay, by the way, Albert Einstein, I'm going to throw you one. He said, if the bee disappeared off the face of the earth, comma, man would have only 4 years to live. Is this true?
Well, you'd have to take it with a little bit of a pinch of salt. About a third of all the crops that we eat are pollinated by insects. So you'd be talking about a loss of a third of all the food. So there would certainly be famines and wars over it.
Wow. Well, look, okay, let's just say I wanted to get into beekeeping. What would I do?
I would always recommend that you would join your local beekeeping association and do a beginner's course. So, you know, you have that backup and help from the other beekeepers, and you have a mentoring system, and you also get to get your hands on the bees before you actually buy any yourself, just to make sure that it's for you.
Joe, you know, the funny thing is, would it be fair to say, like, you don't sound completely and absolutely obsessed necessarily, you just sound like you love it, but...
Oh, that's my wife.
Well, hold on a second. The funny thing about it is, like, I don't know anything about beekeeping at all, but I have met one or two others, and they really were quite obsessed. Would you have found that within, like, say, I don't know, irishbeekeeping.ie, etc., that there are a lot of people who are involved who really like it, but that are absolutely obsessive about it?
Yeah, I would call it love more than obsession. certainly in my case, anyway. I find them fascinating, and I love spending time with bees. So yeah, it's a hobby that makes a little bit of money and gets out into the fresh air, and it's fantastic.
Little bit of money in terms of honey.
Yeah, I mean, you can cover your costs. I mean, there's not many hobbies that you can actually pay for themselves, you know.
Yeah, and by the way, costs, what are we talking about here? Would it be expensive if I wanted to get into beekeeping?
Well, I'd always recommend that you get two hives when you're starting, just in case something goes wrong with one, you can fix it with the second hive. So you're talking the guts of about €400 per hive. So for less than £1,000, you could get set up for €1,000.
Right, I see, okay. And as the pollinators of the environment, it's thumbs up for the bee. Do you have a pet bee or anything? Or is there any special guy you say hello to when you go out? Oh, great, it's hatch number four. Tommy the bee is here, no?
I haven't given them all names yet, but I have a couple of queens that I'm quite fond of that are good performers, so that'll be as close as...
And by the way, how many bees would be in each one of the beehives?
At the height of the summer, you could have 60,000 bees in your hive, and I've got about 30 hives, so that's a few million.
Hold on a second. When you say at the height of the summer, this sounds really cool. Can you buy a bee? I mean, like, just do the beehives and they all just kind of congregate, say, come on, let's have a party up in Kieran's place.
Most people would start out in the springtime and they'd buy a small colony of bees, which would have about 20,000 bees in it.
Where do you buy a colony of bees?
From another beekeeper.
Really? Okay, you can't buy one bee, you know.
I'm not sure how you'd price that one up there, to be honest with you.
And I presume if I was to ask you to sing a few bars of Eric the Half a Bee, you could easily do it, could you?
You'd probably have to get a few pints into me first.
Right, okay. As in, ho, 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 he, he, Eric the Half a Bee. All right, well, listen, look, Kieran, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Just want to say it again. It's irishbeekeeping.ie. And do you have, like, AGMs and all this kind of thing and important stuff, yeah?
Yeah, we have an annual congress, and our own beekeeping association, Dublin, meets about once a month, and we have lectures and meetings.
All right, well, listen, and by the way, I said photographer earlier on. Do you do people, or is that when you're at the O2, you do rock and roll?
Yeah, I'm a commercial photographer, so I would do a huge range of things from events to studio photography and advertising and magazine work. So I do occasional gigs as well. So.
And how many jars of honey would you? I don't even know what I mean when I say this. Like, how many jars of honey would you have, or would you make by the end of a summer?
Well, it's totally weather dependent. So last year was a fantastic year with the great summer we had, and this year was not so great. We probably got about half as much honey per hive. I'd say I probably have about 1,000 jars of honey to sell maybe this year.
And do you sell them to supermarkets and stuff?
We do a couple of farmers markets and Christmas markets, and I supply my local shop, and then a couple of outlets in Dublin, like Indigo and Cloth and the Irish Design Shop.
Wow, fantastic. By the way, you mentioned your wife earlier on. What's her name?
Cathy Ann O'Cleary.
Well, Cathy Ann, I'm going to play this next song for Cathy Ann, because this is Adrian Crowley, and this is called The Beekeeper's Wife. Kieran, thanks a million for talking to us. Good luck. Well
fantastic.
Done. Take
Thank
it easy.
You,
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.